Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everybody. I don't know what's going on with my intro music here. it's not wanting to play, so we'll just jump right in. You are here with Julie Anderson. I am the host for the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Show. Very excited to be here with you on this beautiful day. Whether it's cloudy or it's stormy or it's sunny, I always consider every day that I am breathing and I am enjoying life a beautiful, beautiful day. We have a great show for you today on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. For those of you who are new listeners to the program, because we are a relatively new program, this whole entire series, every one of these shows that we do is focused with one main goal in mind, and that goal is to help serve women entrepreneurs. We want to do this in many different ways. We do it by sharing tips and tricks on how to develop and build your best entrepreneurial endeavor, your best business as a female entrepreneur. And we do that with sharing, perhaps their marketing tips, maybe their sales tips, maybe their organizational tips, maybe their how to build a great relationship with your potential clients. Maybe they're how to build a website, how to do a blog site. We're going to have all kinds of topics that we cover as we move forward with this program. The second thing that we do is we highlight you as female entrepreneurs. So every other week, we highlight a dynamic entrepreneur who is a woman who is building a business through her endeavors and with whatever, lots of different, you'll see all kinds of different expertises as we highlight these women entrepreneurs going forward in the program. So every other week, our focus is on doing that. And we look forward to meeting you, to hearing feedback from you. If you have any questions about the program ideas for topics, perhaps there are questions, maybe it's a challenge that you as a female entrepreneur are having in your business, and you would like to hear me interview an expert on it or to bring the wisdom that I have had after being an entrepreneur for really a serial entrepreneur since I was a teenager, with my current business for the last 20 years, then shoot me an email. Give us an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. All right. As I said, today is one of those shows where we are highlighting an amazing woman entrepreneur. Our guest today is Sandy Colling, and she is, Colling, I could be pronouncing her name wrong. She is a dynamic entrepreneur who actually comes, here locally in the Northern California area, the greater Sacramento area, we have a monthly meeting. We call it our Connections Over Coffee. Side point here, if you are interested in starting a group in your location, wherever that may be, shoot me an email again, and I'll tell you all the deets about how to do that and how we guide you through that process. And you can start your own Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire group in your area. But she is one of the ones who comes and does our dynamic networking that we do once a month at our Connections Over Coffee, the first Tuesday of every month. So if you're listening to this program and you are in the greater Sacramento area and you would like to come hang out with some great ladies, then be sure to reach out to me. But she has come and she is a member of our local group, and we have gotten the opportunity to get to know her a little bit as she's come and networked with us on the first Tuesday of every month. And I just thought, she'd be a great gal to have on the program. I'm looking forward to hearing more about what she does as I interview her here on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. So with that, we're going to cover her area of expertise, obviously, is nutrition, based on the topic of the program today, nutritional deficiency and environmental toxicity. Boy, that's a mouthful, but the spring off of that, what really happens, the effects of all that can be very devastating to your health and to the wellness of you and your family. And that is the wisdom that Sandy is going to be sharing with us today. And I want to, before I bring her on, I want to always encourage everyone, please stay on till the end of the program, the very, very, very end of the program, because this is when she's going to share the business tips. And I'm going to share how you can get in contact with her more. So if something that she says resonates with you as we're interviewing her today, then I want you to be able to reach out to her, which means you're going to have to listen to the end of the program as well as hear her three top tips for building a dynamic entrepreneurial business. With that, welcome, Sandy, to the program.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that awesome introduction.
Oh, yeah. We were just chatting before the program. She's new to the Northern California area. Where did you come from again, Sandy?
So I moved from North Carolina, where I had lived for 4 years prior to moving to North California.
Awesome. My husband was in North Carolina for 11 years of his life, up in close to Boone and close to the Tennessee border up there in the corner.
Yep.
So anyways, we'll chat about that another time. But your current business, you are working with Just Cleanse and Isagenix, and that's your business. And it is an amazing company with amazing products. But really, tell us, myself and the listeners, a little bit about yourself and what brought you to this point in your life of wanting to be an entrepreneur and starting your business, and why you were drawn to this particular health and wellness industry. So give us a little bit about that background.
Sounds good. And well, first of all, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to actually speak. And, you know, I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination, because this is such a broad topic and, you know, it changes and just evolves so much. But I am extremely passionate about it. And how it all started, that's a great question. So I'm originally from Germany. And when I moved to America in 1993, I was pretty much eating, for the most part, the same things, and I was cooking the same way, and I just didn't feel as good. And I realized, and then going back to Germany over the years and going back to Europe, I realized things have shifted. Our food is not the same anymore. And it's not just in America, this is a worldwide problem. So I started digging a little deeper, and I'm an equestrian as a background, and I was teaching and training all day, and I would get sluggish by the end of the day, and it just didn't feel right, because I was always eating extremely healthy, organic for the most part, as much as you can. I mean, you know, it's practically impossible to eat organically 100% of the time, but something was missing. And so be it, you know, the way the universe provides, I was introduced to Isagenix and Just Cleanse by a fellow equestrian whom I met, you know, through the horse world. And that's kind of how I fell into this business. And for me, initially, it was really just about, what can I do to make my children healthier? What can I do to feel better myself? I really didn't look at the bigger picture. And being an equestrian, and I don't know if there's any equestrians listening, but a lot of us crazy horse people, we put all this time and energy and in testing hay for our horses and what, you know, supplements we can give our horses, et cetera, but we don't take that great care of ourselves. And so all that kind of led to me digging deeper, doing my own research. Then through, you know, the universe providing me this opportunity, it just kind of all fell together. So that's basically how it all started.
You know, I like the point that you made, Sandy, that as equestrians, I myself have three Morgans, been around horses since before I can even remember. My dad has pictures of me, and I'm like, I don't even remember sitting on that horse. Of course, I was only about a year and a half old, but anyway.
Awesome. You know, love it.
Yeah, you know, it's true. We even do the same thing, even if you're not a horse owner. If you're a dog owner, you know, I remember, you know, I'm constantly reading, and I look at my dogs have gluten-free food, you know, wheat-free food, you know, and I buy them the stuff with the avocados so they get the good plus oils, you know. And it's true. We oftentimes will put more effort in to taking care of others than we will ourselves. And this is really important. Mm-hmm. Big tip for you women entrepreneurs that are listening. As a female entrepreneur, we fall into an even bigger category of those who neglect themselves. I say that, you know, kind of
so
tongue in cheek, right? But we have this because we're asking so much out of ourselves. We're moms, you know, we're housekeepers. We do all of this quote unquote domestic engineering stuff, but as an entrepreneur, we're also running a business and everything that entails, and ourselves
we tend to fall first. So great information. I'm glad that you recognize that. I like your points. But so tell me, really, why do you personally feel that diseases are on the rise just across the board?
You know, that's another great question. And so with Just Cleanse, the organization that I'm a member of, we're really a group of moms, dads, homemakers, volunteers, athletes, horse people, you know, people like you and I who realize that there's something happening and want to make a difference in the lives of others in the terms of health and wellness. So we kind of got together and did some research like I had done prior. And one of our good dear friends and teammates, he's an author of numerous books, one of them being Why Diets Are Failing Us, Peter Greenlaw. He's also called the researcher of researchers. And so I sat down with him and really, really, like, asked a million questions because he really understands what's happening in the world. And it's, again, it's not a U.S. problem. It's a global problem. So he coined the term, and he also wrote a book called TDOS, and it stands for toxicity, deficiency, overweight, and stress. And of all the four factors, you know, each one is definitely bad enough on its own. But, you know, when we have them all together, they really pose a problem. So toxicity. The toxicity levels today are entirely increasing beyond our ability to really control them. And we feel that one of the number one reasons for disease and actually death even in the world, deficiency, that nutritional deficiency is beyond repair. And I'm going to go into each one of these. I just want to explain the, you know, the term TDOS. Overweight. Well, the overweight epidemic is growing massively. And there's actually a statistic that says 80% of the North American population will be affected by this. And worldwide, 2.2 billion people are overweight by 20 pounds or more. What I find staggering is that obese children are showing signs of rickets and scurvy, which are, you know, diseases of malnutrition. So that's really scary to me. I know. And that's, you know, so there's clearly something happening. And of course, stress. I mean, we all know that stress is, you know, stress, oxidative stress, environmental stress, physical stress. We all know somebody, we've all been stressed at some point in our lives. So that's what TDOS stands for. And, you know, this is not about being gloom and doom, and this is not about, you know, what's happening. This is truly just about creating awareness. This is information we gathered by doing research, by looking deeper, by digging deeper, by trying to find out what is causing all these problems in the country. People are on more medications. I mean, we all know people that are on, I mean, statin drugs, you know, blood pressure. There's all these gut diseases that are out there. So basically, what I like to break it down to is, you know, the planet, the Earth is a really, really unique planet. And it's the only planet that we know in the solar system that is basically a giant soil atmosphere producing machine. And we basically, everything can be traced back to the soil, right? We really are eating ultimately dirt. And that is a big problem because chemical fertilizers, which are have been totally replaced, have replaced traditional farming practices. So we've added the traditional farming practices, rotating the fields, adding organic manure to the soils. They're very, very small. The true organic practices have gone by the wayside, and farms are replanting their crops for over 100 years now without giving the earth time to regenerate. Also focused on higher and higher yields. I mean, it's you know, we see these beautiful, big, fat tomatoes at the grocery store that are, like, picture perfect, but they're nutritionally depleted because the nutrients, the minerals, have not been added back to the soil. So chemical herbicides and pesticides are really designed to kill plants and insects. We really feel, because we're ingesting them, that they're doing something to ourselves as well. And another thing that a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of vitamins are great and vitamins are necessary, but if they're not attached to a mineral, we're just producing expensive urine. So just as an example, the USDA tells us that if we eat broccoli, we'll get vitamin C, vitamin A, calcium, and iron. And we're definitely going to get the vitamin A and C because it's genetically encoded into the plant. But if the soil hasn't been, if iron and calcium or whatever mineral hasn't been added back to the soil, we're not getting the iron. So it's really quite frightening to see what's happening. And just to give you an example, a study from 1943, they rehydrated apples, actually, that they had from then. We would have to eat 6 to 12 organic apples today to get the same amount of nutrients.
Oh,
and
wow.
This is from the I know. I mean, I don't really want to eat 6 to 12 apples a day. You know that what is it saying that in America? What did they say? An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah,
that doesn't really. That's 6 to 12 apples a day keeps the doctor away. No, and another study compares spinach from 1957. To get the same amount of nutrients, we would have to eat 32 to 43 bowls of spinach. And it varies because, again, every soil is different. You know, they're not, depending on where it's grown. The other statistic that I find kind of scary is that spinach is a very, very popular crop. And the U.S. is actually the second largest spinach producer in the world at 3% of the market. China holds 85% of the market, which means that the average consumer is eating Chinese spinach. And
wow. They,
you know, I mean, not to say that everything coming from China is a bad thing, but we know how many pollutants are there. So it's really, really fascinating. And this is just touching on it. I mean, this is really just touching on it. One of my big heroes, and the reason he's a big hero of mine is because my daddy was a huge fan of his way back when. And a lot of people don't know Dr. Linus Pauling, but he was one of only four people in the world to ever win two Nobel Prizes, one in chemistry and one in peace. And he discovered that we need 75 minerals a day to build a healthy cell. And he quoted that one could trace every disease, every ailment, and every sickness back to a mineral deficiency. And we are just not getting the minerals we need. And then on top of that, in 1996, GMO foods were introduced into the United States. So what I find to me, it was always odd, and I read this in a science paper, and I like literally read it three times because I just thought it was like, how is this even possible? So they took the spider gene and injected it into the DNA of a goat. They took a cow gene, injected it to the DNA of a pig, and they took human DNA and injected it into the gene of rice. So to me, there's nothing wrong with furthering ourselves, with bettering ourselves, but when you start messing with Mother Nature in such a way, it just can't be healthy. To me, it's just an intuitive thing. It just can't be healthy. So since 1996, numerous intestinal diseases have been on the rise. We all know somebody that has inflammatory bowel diseases, colitis, chronic constipation or diarrhea, Crohn's disease. I mean, so many gut diseases are on the rise. Celiacs. I mean, I hear it all the time. I have this, as well as allergies. I mean, 20 years ago, peanut allergy didn't really exist. Autoimmune diseases, lupus, you know, fibromyalgia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I mean, I could go on and on, are on the rise that really were, granted, of course, media and stuff like that, but they just weren't as rampant. It was just not the case. And then they take RBGH growth hormones, which are actually banned in Europe and injected into the cows, which then often leads to mastitis in the poor animals. And then they're injected with antibiotics. So it's this vicious cycle, and of course that's passed through the milk. And now we're, you know, consuming antibiotics and hormones that are injected into the cows. And personally, I mean, I know we all know little girls that are going into puberty a lot younger than they used to be. And because they're literally eating these hormones through their food. Big, huge, large science experiments today that our grandparents just, you know, they didn't know. Food, I always say food just isn't food anymore. And then I'm not even going to go into detail into glyphosate, but that's a whole nother story. The glyphosate in the Roundup that's injected into the corn and the soy, et cetera, et cetera. So this is what I found really interesting. The modified, the most modified crop, GMO crop, is soy, corn, cottonseed, canola, sugar beets, papaya, and zucchini, yellow squash, and alfalfa. So, you know, we can't put ourselves in a glass bubble. I mean, it's just we can't. And I'm not, you know, I'm not giving you this information to create gloom and doom. I'm really just creating awareness. That's really our big, big focus with Just Cleanse, just to really create awareness of what's going on, that we can make intelligent choices because there are solutions. And then food additives, artificial sweeteners, food coloring. There's, I think, 3,000, I forget the exact number, I think it's 3,000 additives and preservatives that are in the American food supply, and only 300 are tested, which is another really scary thing. So we're adding all these toxins to it that's just in our food, to our body, and the body is like, hold on, what is this? I don't know what this is. So this toxin's in my body. It's, you know, treated as a foreign substance. It has no idea what to do with them. So it produces fat, either visceral fat, which is the deadly fat, or it produces obesogens, which are basically fat cells that wrap around the toxins to protect your organs from the toxins. And a lot of, especially women, you know, it's that muffin top or that extra little belly fat, that's the obesogens. That's the obesogenic toxic fat. And so that's food. You know, that's the toxins in our food. Water, I mean, there's 700 toxins in our drinking water nationwide, some of them being arsenic, heavy metals, iodine. Even prescription medication is found in it because of the filtration system through flushing, Zoloft, and birth control. Like, I don't know. I don't need, you know, it's like we don't need all these toxins in, you know, in our body. And then the air, 700,000 tons of pollutants are pumped into our air on a daily basis. And 25% of the air pollution in this country can actually be traced back to Asia. So, again, we can't put ourselves in a glass bubble. This is progress. We're moving on. You know, it's life. But, again, there's so much we can do to combat that. And this is the scariest part to me, that the Environmental Working Group, it's a wonderful, wonderful organization. If you want to Google it, it's called EWG.org. They did an umbilical cord study, and the finding was that the average baby was born with 287 toxins in the umbilical cord.
Oh, my goodness. That's very scary.
Yeah, that is scary. Wow. So people, we just don't realize. And, again, you know, that's why I wasn't feeling as well. And I feel like a lot of people don't realize how good they could actually feel, and a lot of people don't feel as well anymore. And doctors say, well, you're getting older, you're getting this, you're getting that. Oh, heck no. You know, there's so much we can do to feel better. And, you know, just touching on, so that's TD, and again, this is just touching on everything. I mean, there's statistic upon statistics, but obesity, like I mentioned, you know, obese children have shown signs of rickets and scurvy. 1 in 3 children will develop diabetes, which used to be called adult onset diabetes, type 2 diabetes, of course, I'm talking about. And now children are getting it, you know, rampantly. And then at the Yale 27th Conference on Obesity, they talked about the most unhealthy cereals that are really being marketed to our children. More sugar, less fiber, more sodium. And I always get a kick out of Peter Greenlaw calling them dead flakes in a cardboard coffin. He said, you're better probably eat in the box itself. It has more nutrition. And I know. I mean, it's like, it's fascinating to me. They take all the nutrients out of the food and then they add it back in. Like, it makes no sense to me. But then it's marketed, you know, and the kids love, and the sugar, and the this, and the that. And another thing that I never realized is that that sugar is only one molecule away from the trigger in the brain of cocaine. So it's it's pretty scary. And I mean, I know a lot of people that are, that consider themselves like sugar addicts, because it's in everything, right? And it's, I mean, sugar is necessary. We need sugar to drive the nutrients to our brain, but we need the right kind of sugar. So that's pretty much, you know, what, you know, why we really feel, and we've done all this research, why diseases are on the rise. A lot of it can be traced back to our food supply. Food just is not food anymore. It's been modified.
Yeah, and that crazy. It's just crazy. So in lieu of time, we're going to stop you there and have you get on to what can we do? So you just gave us, you know, all these shocking statistics.
Right.
What can we do to get away from this?
What can we do? And there's lots you can do. So I would say start with drinking half your body weight in ounces of water a day, which I had a hard time initially, and you have to build up to it, but drinking lots and lots of water. Install water filters and air filters. Exercise. Meditate. Take care of yourself. Stop buying anything that has low-fat, no-fat, diet, or artificial sweeteners, food coloring. Try to stay away from anything that's GMO. So, you know, GMO, and then talk, you know, you need to cleanse on a cellular level. And that's what Isagenics is.
Got it. Got it. So we can be very proactive then with being able to just eliminate some of this junk from our constant exposure by eating healthier, by exercising. I know exercising also releases toxins through your sweat, which is even more of a reason why you need to drink as much water as you said you need to drink. So lots of different things. Now, how, so you, this led you, your life experience led you into representing Isagenics. So real quick, we're going to run out of time here before too long. What is Isagenics and Just Cleanse? How do they work into being able to help individuals get rid of these toxicities and improve their nutritional intake so they're not deficient?
So, you know, Just Cleanse is the organization that we formed that educates. We looked at 300 different products and Isagenics. We found that nothing could come close to Isagenics. And it's basically a safe, convenient health system that basically utilizes advanced nutritional technology to cleanse the body on a cellular level, so it's not a bowel cleanse of impurities, and replenishes it with all the nutrients it needs. So basically, it's a nutritional rebalancing system. And I personally have been incorporating the products for 8 years now. I'm 51. I feel better than 30. Not only did I lose some of the toxicity and the toxic fat, but I have more energy, more mental clarity, more focus. And so you're getting all the digestive enzymes, all the minerals, all the protein, everything on the exact ratio that the body needs to build a healthy cell. And I can honestly say that I've been extremely passionate. I have seen such beautiful, beautiful, beautiful results with this product. And it's not about, people that have heard of Isagenics oftentimes think it's a diet. It is not a diet. We have many world-class athletes, and I'm talking Olympic-level triathletes, Ironmen, you name it, who incorporate Isagenics, because it really fuels the body with the best nutrition that you can possibly put in your body and cleanse it on a cellular level, especially athletes who often have that visceral fat, which is that deadly fat. So that's really what it is. You know, drink water, do, you know, incorporate good nutrition. For me, it's Isagenics. 8 years later, like I said, I wouldn't, you know, change it for the world. And that's pretty much what it is in a nutshell.
That's great. That's great. So what I want to encourage everyone to do is reach out and connect with Sally. Now, just real quick, and then we're going to get to some tips. On the show page, on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire show page on blogtalkradio.com, you will find links to the two websites that she talked about, the justcleanse.com and the ewg.org. Or you can just visit those. Now, if you want more information from Sandy about her products and services, or there was just something she said that resonated with you, or you want some to pick her brain about some of those some of those facts and figures, you can shoot her an email. And again, the email is also on the show page. It is Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, at justcleanse.com. And that'll give you the ability to connect with her directly. Now, Sandy, you've been an amazing guest. You've really opened my eyes. I knew a lot of this stuff because my background is in natural health. My degree I was working for many years ago when I got distracted into brain science was a degree in natural health. But there's, you know, it's updating some of the information. I didn't have the newest updated figures. So very, very interesting. Thank you for bringing your expertise and all that information to the show. Real quick, though, before we close out the show, I always like to ask my amazing female entrepreneur guests to share their top three tips. What are your, so we've got women entrepreneurs listening. What are your top three tips that you can share with them to help them create a dynamic business?
Well, you touched on it a little earlier, but this is one tip that I always suggest because I made the mistake and didn't and have shifted that is put yourself first. Take care of yourself. Mind, body, and spirit. Because if we don't take care of ourselves, especially women and moms, we spread ourselves so thin. So it's important to really take care of yourself and take time out in the day to meditate, to exercise, to take you time, whatever it is that looks like for you. And your health is everything. So that would be my number one. The second thing would be mindset. I am a big, I do a lot of personal and spiritual development, and I feel like that is very, very, very important to truly develop that mind and to constantly grow yourself and stretch and be open to learning. And that, you know, that to me is pretty much everything. And the third one is just be you, be authentic, be real, because people aren't buying your product or your service. They're buying who you are. So be raw and real and be who you are at your core. Find your identity and be that person. Step into your power.
I love that. Wonderful, wonderful tips and a wonderful interview, Sandy. Thank you so much for being the guest on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire show today. And I encourage the listeners to reach out and connect with Sandy. And Sandy, I look forward to seeing you at our next Connections Over Coffee. Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
You too. Well, I really look forward to getting to know Sandy a little bit better and learning more about her experience. And of course, we're going to connect over horses. You know, every equestrian knows you connect over over that. All righty. Well, I'm going to close up the program now. I want to thank everyone once again for listening, whether you are listening live today on Wednesday, the show started at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, whether you are tied in now live or you are listening in your mobile office later, as all women entrepreneurs do, all entrepreneurs, period, do oftentimes. Either way, thank you for taking the time and listening to us. Again, if you would like to reach out and find out more about our guests today, any of the guests that we have in the past, or any of the shows that we've done, then shoot us an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. That is plural. Both words are plural. So it's womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Reach out and shoot us an email, info@. If you would like to be a guest, or you have someone you would like to have me highlight as a guest, or you would like me to cover a specific topic, maybe you don't have a guest or you don't have an expert in mind, you just need marketing help, or you need website help, or you need social media video help, whatever that is, you know, again, send us an email and we'll see if we can't get a guest on the program or at least cover that topic from my wheelhouse itself. If you would like to join our group on Facebook, we have a Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire page. So our public page is Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. Our private Facebook group is it's Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. I gave the link. The link is a really long with lots of numbers, but the group is Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. Again, all plural in those words. We are going to start doing different webinars. We're going to just maximize that group. We're going to be doing a whole membership site on our main site, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com, that's going to just give a powerhouse of tools and tricks and different ways that you can maximize your business. And we'll be highlighting a lot of those videos on that group and on that page. So be sure to reach out and connect with us. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we are expanding our reach. We started off as a humble little group of 110 people a few years ago in the greater Sacramento area. We now have over 1,700 members locally in the greater Sacramento area. And we want to bring this dynamic. We have a very unique way of doing our networking events and a very unique way of really making sure that you truly connect with the fellow entrepreneurs that are in the room. If you would like information about starting your own Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire group, what the costs are, what the responsibilities are, and what kind of training you'll get to be able to do that successfully, then again, shoot us an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. We would love to have you help us expand and grow. Now, those of you who know me, I am Brain Lady Julie, also known as the Brain Lady, and I do a show every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time called Brain Lady Speaks. I'd love to have you come join me over on that program, like both of our pages. And as I close up that particular show, I always use one particular phrase, and I want to share that and always close this show as well with that. And that is, no matter where you're at in your business, no matter what you're doing in your business, no matter what you have planned for today, this week, this month, this year, just simply take a deep breath and enjoy every moment. See you next week.